inside the safe. There was a metal case with Marv on the label.
Marv? Well, whatever it was, Tomas' buddy's having it now.
Oh, dear, this is bad. This is very, very bad.
Those labels don't say Marv. They say Marv-V, as in Marburg virus. Viral hemorrhagic fever with a mortality rate approaching 90%.
Jacob Bowler's evil twin.
Dr. Petrova was in Uganda collecting samples of the virus, but due to the outbreak of Ebola in Western Africa, a request to ship them to the CDC was denied by Homeland Security. Rather than lose months of research, Dr. Petrova chose to smuggle them into the U.S. illegally.
And now somebody stole them.
If it makes you feel better, Dr. P's freaking out about it. She just turned herself into her bosses at the CDC.
It would be difficult to overstate the degree to which we do not need 10 vials of Marburg floating around the streets of New York City. We have to find the virus and the people who stole it fast.
Okay, I'll track down Max and Henrik. But we need to know who they're working for.
Well, it was probably the same client who hired Tomas in the first place. Nobody else knew about the robbery.
Plus, paying those two to kill Tomas is cheaper than paying all three. Well, it is. So... who's your client?
Who's yours? You're not just a thief, and you're definitely not working alone, so why should I even trust you?
You want to talk about trust, huh? You just stole a very dangerous virus for some very dangerous people.
Look, I never would have done that if I knew what I was taking. I'm not a saint, but some things are too far. Even for men like me.